Okay, today is Daf Samach Vav. We're on Samach Vav, on the top of Samach Vav, Amar Aleph. Tohi bat Nahardoi. The Nahardoim wondered about that. Wondered about what? So yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan said that you're able to rent the house on Shabbos. How are you going to pay him? That's a separate problem. But you can rent it on Shabbos. That's what we said yesterday. Just like you can be Mavato on Shabbos, you can rent on Shabbos. So, I'm sorry. We're up to Amud Beis. Samachay Amud Beis, where it says, Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, all these people, Iklal Lahu Punduk, they went to an inn, to Asa Nachwi Midei the Punduk Peshavsa. And he showed up on Shabbos, the guy. He wasn't there before Shabbos. So out of sight, out of mind. Great, he's not here. And he shows up on Shabbos. Now what? Now we made an Erev without him. All the rooms combined to make an Erev. Now he showed up. Now what do we do? What? No. It's a hotel. So like each room, you're renting it. Sure. So we said yesterday, they have no right. You can't throw me out. I'm entitled to be here. So I can make a Erev. But you also entitled to be here. But now the Nachri also had a room. He went away. Now he shows up.
No, he's the innkeeper.
The innkeeper. Fine.
He's the owner.
So Amru Mahu Lamegar Minei. So can we rent it from him now? Can we pay him now? On Shabbos? Can we pay? We're not going to pay him. But we're going to say we're going to pay him. So Socher, if this renting, it's Kima Arif Dami. Just like an Erev. Ma Erev Mibod Yom. Ah, Socher Mibod Yom. So it's like an Erev. You can't make an Erev on Shabbos. It has to be done beforehand. So do the renting has to be done beforehand. Odil Masochem Ki Mevatel Rishus Dami. Maybe renting sounds like being Mevatel your Rishus. Ma Mevatel Rishus Afilu B'Shabbos. You can do that on Shabbos. Ah, Socher Afilu B'Shabbos.
I make commitments on
Shabbos. Okay, so for purposes of Erev, and you're not transferring anything anyway. It's
still a deal.
What?
Yeah,
I understand. So they relaxed. They relaxed. So they relaxed the Xera.
What's the Kenyan?
What?
What's the Kenyan?
Yeah, there's no Kenyan, and there's no Kenyan.
So how do you make an error?
You're saying you can't make an error. You can't make an error on Shabbos. What you can do is you can be mevatel your rishus on Shabbos.
Yeah.
I'll be mevatel my rishus, so you guys can have it. I forgot
that.
So now the guy showed up. So you're gonna rent from him. How are you gonna do that?
Right.
Listen, Joe. Do you mind if we have the right to put my stuff over there in your lawn, I'll give you $20 after Shabbos.
That's recommended.
All right. So for purposes of Erev, they were makel. So Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Amar Nisgar, no, you can rent from him even on Shabbos. That's who? Rabbi Asi Amar Lo Nisgar. No, you can't. Amar, right? You can't because of what Mr. G is saying. It's still an issue. They were makel. So it's a machlokas. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Nismach al Divrei Hazakein v'Nisgar. Let's rely on the one who said it's okay. The old man, the old one, it's okay, and we'll do it. So Asa Shalila Rabbi Yochanan. He came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalahan. He said Yefa Yafa Asisam says Karetim. He did the right thing. The good move. I concur. Okay. Now Toyba Nardoy. What me Amar Rabbi Yochanan? Achi. He said he concurs. He said that was a good idea. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Socher Kima Arif Dami, that he had a statement that said, renting is just like making an Eruv. My lav, Mama Arif Ibod Yom, Af Socher Ibod Yom? Doesn't it mean, just like, this is during the day, an Eruv has to be during the day, so too, renting has to be during the day? No, that's not what it meant. Now we have a whole bunch of statements, you have three statements here. Okay, it's not what it meant. What he meant was he compared renting to an Erev. That it can't be done on Shabbos? No, that's not what he compared it to. He compared it to three other things, but not that. What are the three other things? Ma ma'arev filo pachas v'shava pruta. When you make an Erev and you go around to every house and ask for bread, I can give you less than a shava pruta. Af socher pachas v'shava pruta. So to here, I can rent from the guy, I can give him a nickel. Less than a shava pruta. Why? Because the whole thing is a halachic fiction anyway. Right? That's the whole thing. The goy prevents me from making an Erev. Okay, so I rent from him. That doesn't have to be Sharpruta. That's what he meant.
If we give him $20, you're not getting anything.
You're getting the right. Getting the right to use his property.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine if a guy says, can I walk by your backyard to get to the shul? No, I don't want you to do that. I'll pay you. All right, now I'll let you. Right? So you're using, you're getting use out of the guy's land. Whether or not you put stuff, you don't have to. I have to, you have to be able to. Well, you can't just walk over someone's property. So you can give him even less than a shar pruta. Number one. Number two. Mam avilu sechira vilakito. Just like we allowed this, you can make an eruv by becoming, by you're his worker. Or you butter him up. When we had all that. You go to the guy, and you're his worker. So if you're his worker, you're sort of like the guy. Because you have the ability to say, yeah, my boss doesn't mind if you leave stuff. He doesn't mind. He's okay with that. So just like Mam Eruv, Afilo Sechir Velakito, I'm sorry, just like by Eruv, by an Eruv. Yeah, what does that mean by an Eruv? Just like by an Eruv, you can... Yeah, you can.
The Jewish employee can join in the
Eruv. So too, Afilu Schir Velakito. So too, when it comes to renting, you can rent from the employee, right? Right. That's true. And the third similarity, Ma Ma'ariv Chamisha Shashuruyin Bechatzer Echaz Echad Ma'ariv Ayde Kulan. If five people join in an Eruv, five people live in one Chatzer. Right? Five people live in one chatzer, and you want to make a an Eruv. You can, if one can do them on behalf of all five. So, chenami, chamisha shurim b'chatzer echad, echad zocha adei kulam. So, two, when five people live in one place, and you need to rent from the guy, only one has to do that. That's what I meant when they were the same. Right? Rashi says, can go, a lot of Rashi today, because it's so hard, and Rashi makes it so easy. First skinny line, can go, beis chatzeros, two chatzers, upechas echa pesach b'nehen. There's a door in between. Ubol arev zuim zu. You want to combine the two chatzers. Echad molech arev shel zu, lutoch shel zu. One makes an erev with the other. Vavishliach lechavero. One can be, you don't have to go all five have to show up at this meeting. Only one, you need one of them. Kedidnan, b'hai pirka, we're going to learn later on. Chamisha shegavu et eruvan, kishay molichin oso lamakam acher. Echad molech alayde kulan. When you're collecting bread from each house, only one has to do that. Only one has to do the legwork. Okay. Next. Tohi ba Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar wondered. What did he wonder? You have to look at Rashi. Tohi ba Rebbe Elazar. Baha milsa. He wondered about the following. Da'amiran la'el, we said yesterday. Shesachro min hanachri. Did you rent from a guy? Ve'achar kach bitlu. And after that, yimavatel. Tahi means Lashon Mariach, Kimo Bas Tahi, the Mesechta Zavodah Zarah, Klomar, Ma'ayin U'machashe V'ldas Taimo Shel Dover. He was wondering about that. What was he wondering about exactly? He was wondering about the din that we said yesterday, that, one second. Yeah, that when the Nachri shows up on Shabbos, you can rent from him even on Shabbos. He was wondering about that. Is that true? Such a thing? So we just said that.
This is not common usage of
the
term.
Yeah. So, and that's why Rashi goes through a whole Megillah to tell you what it means.
Yeah, we have two on the same page.
Yeah, I know. Also, when do you ever have so many times, go ask him what the halach is. Like you have over here so many times. Let's go ask the big guzzle.
Yeah.
When do you have that? You have it once in a while. At 5 and 2 pages. 5 times they go to ask the guzzle what's the story. It's very, very unusual.
Same reason now. How many people are walking in
Eretz? Exactly, exactly.
No,
it wasn't.
We just came off the example of like not the more halacha before Rebbe's. Now we go into the fat guy, right?
So, Rashi, the Masifta points out, Rashi really alludes to this. If the guy shows up on Shabbos, and one of you rents from him, what about the rest of you? So really, everyone has to be mevatel the rishus to the one guy who rented. Right? And he's the only guy who can carry. And they can carry only things that are currently in the rishus, in the outside. And nobody can use their houses, really.
Or from his things,
exactly. So Amar Rebbe Zera, my Torah de Belezer, what exactly was he upset about? What exactly was unclear to him? I don't even, what... Right, Rabbi Elazar had a kasha. So Rabbi Zera said, what's your kasha? What's his kasha? Amar v'sheshes. Gav Ravikir Zero lo yad demai toira belazer. What, you don't know what his kasha was? Someone as great as Reb Zero, you don't know what his kasha was? Kakashali Nishmul Rabbe. His issue was what Shmuel, his Rebbe, had said. What was that? Damar Shmuel. He made really 2.5 statements. And that's going to be the problem. Number one. Kol makom osrin, any place that asers arvin, and an erev can be made, mivatlin. You can be bittel. You can do bittel. What on earth does that mean? We'll take a Rashi. Kol makom she'osrin. Ze al ze below eruv. They aser one to the other without an eruv. The imha you wrote in la'arev, and if you want to make an eruv, you chol in la'arev. You can make an eruv. No problem. Now mevatlin. Mevatlin, the next Rashi says, v'im shachachu gizont v'lo eruvu. If you people forgot and didn't make an eruv, mevatlin reshus on la'echer mehem. No problem. Do this bittel trick. V'havi kula chatzar didei. The whole chatzar will belong to one person. V'tehei muteres l'talta b'kula. And then you can carry inside as long as the things were outside. Right? So again, any time where the areas will answer each other, you can do one of two things. You can make an eruv, or you can do bittel. Easy. Kol makom she'osrin, any place that's awesome. I'm reading it again. Ma'arvin, u'mavakum. Right? Easy. You can do an eruv, or you can do bittel. Statement number 2A. Ma'arvin, if you made an eruv, the ain osrin, but they can't aser. They don't aser each other. You can make an eruv, but they don't aser each other. We're going to explain all these cases. Or, osrin, they aser, the ain ma'arvin, but you can't make an eruv. Ain mevatlin, there's no bittel. Okay? Now let's explain all that. Here we go. And then we're going to see what his kasha was. Kol makom she'osrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin. Any place where they aser, you can make an eruv or you can do bittel. Kigon, for example, beitz chatzera zuluf nemizu. Two chatzers, one inside the other. The only way the inner people are getting out is through the outer chatzer. Now, they aser each other, right? Because they have rights. The inner chatzer has rights in the outer chatzer. So if they don't make an eruv, they're going to aser each other. So that's a situation of osrin. If it's osrin, it's two choices. You can make an eruv, no problem. Or you can do bittel, no problem. That's the easy case. Now, that's the easy one. Next, ma'arvin, the ain osrin, ain mevatlin. If you can make an eruv, but there's no isser. No one can aser each other. Then there's no bittel. What's that? Kigon, beis chatzeros, two chatzers, upesach echad beinehen. And there's a door going, each chatzer can exit through their own door. So they don't aser each other, these two chatzers. Now, you wanna have a big shal shudis and you wanna have everyone come to everyone's houses, then you have to make an eruv. That's no problem. You can make an eruv between two chatzers. But they don't aser each other because they don't have a common door. Each one's got their own door. So you can't, there's no bittel. What's the bittel?
There's a common door between the two of them.
Correct, there's a common door between the two of them, but each one has their own exit out to the mother. So you want to make an eruv? No problem. You can't be mevatel to each other, because they don't ask each other either, right? That's what it says. Ma'arvin ain't osrin, ain't mevatlin. You can make an eruv if you want. There's no isser. They can't ask each other. Why can't they ask each other? Because no one needs the other one. They don't ask each other. You only can ask if you need the other one. I can't get out. The only way out is through this chatzar. Then they aser each other. Here, no one asers each other because no one needs each other. And you want to combine an eruv to have a big... No, no problem. You can do that. And also, there's no bittel. Ein osrin, ein v'alim, kogon beit chatzeros, apechas echad b'neyen. Rashi says it in the Rashi of Shtei Chatzeros. Shtei Chatzeros ha'psuchos l'mavui. They open up to a mavui. Ol l'rashus harabim. Ooh, Pesach Menehem. Shema Arvin and Rotsin. If you want to make an Erev, you can. Right? The Elo Irvu Ze Imze. And if you didn't make an Eruv, Zemuteres Latzma. This one's good or that one's good. So, and the third case, I said the second half of the second statement, Asurin, if they're Usur, the Ein Ma'arvin, you can't even make an Eruv. Ein Mevatlin, there's no Bittel either. Now, what's the situation where you can't make an Eruv? Why can't you make an Eruv? You can't. Right? What? Ah, so Lasuye Mai, where can't you make an Eruv? There's a guy there. Right? Lavlas, doesn't it come to include Nachwi? There's a guy there. And the guy says, I know you Jews, I'm not relinquishing my rights no matter what. You're stuck. I'm going to torture you people. Right? Can't make an Eruv. If you can't make an Eruv, what did Shmuel say? You can't make an Eruv. There is no Bittel. And there is no Eruv. Right? Look at the Rashi there. Lavasuyanachwi. Shador im shnei yitzvah elim b'chatzar. He lives with two Jews in the chatzar. Sh'osunosim shnei yitzvah elim zalzeh. They answer. It's impossible for them to make an Eruv. It's impossible for them. Then yichol la'ar b'shvel anachwi. V'kam rinon de'eim of hatlin. You started off by saying, don't worry, just do bittel. Can't do that. Right?
You can't ignore him.
Exactly. Now, Lasuya, my love, Lasuya Nachwi. The E, the Asame Esmal. Now, if the guy showed up yesterday, Logur May Esmal. Yesterday, so why don't you write from him yesterday? Rashi says, "Am I kari le osud ve'ein ma'arvin? Hamatzi le'uvei le'megar." Yesterday, you could have paid him $1 million will do it. He doesn't hate you that much, right? He likes money more than he hates you. So for some price, it would have happened. So that can't be the pshat. It can't happen on a Friday. Rather, Ella, Lav, Tase b'Shabbos. He showed up on a Shabbos. Vikatani osurin ve'ein ma'arvin, ein mevatlin. That's a kasha. You said that if a case of the guy shows up on Shabbos, what do? Rent for him on Shabbos. That is not bothered with. The renting on Shabbos is not bothered. Bothered with the bittel part. We said, okay, only one of you is going to rent for him. Only one of you. So what about the rest of you? Be bittel. So Shmuel said you can't do it. Now Shmuel didn't really say that. He said, in a case where it's usur, you can't do bittel. What case is that? It must be a case where a guy shows up on Shabbos. Yeah.
Why don't we just say, who cares about him?
So that the first Mishnah in the Perek said that. We do care.
I see.
But I know, why do we ignore him?
We don't care about Kenan with God. We don't care about right. How much stuff we have. We don't care about them. Why don't we just ignore them now?
You mean the 10 houses in the Chatzar, 9 Jews and 1 Goy.
Yeah.
So ignore him. So ignore the 9 him. Jews. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. But all of a sudden, the Goy makes such a problem.
He has rights, he's
what?
No, he doesn't. And anything else we do.
What do you mean? He has
rights, he's living. Okay, but an Eruv is a halachic fiction.
Exactly, it doesn't exist.
What are we doing? We're making it that we're making really one chatzar. Yeah. So really, it's really one, not 10 different ones. It's going to be one. So therefore, we can carry in the chatzar.
Anyway.
I want to bring over some challah to you Friday night. I can do it. Without that, it's only the Rabbanim, by the way. It's not just a rabble.
Exactly.
So it's just like, we're afraid. If I carry in the chatzar, I'll carry in the street. So we're making Eruv, you shouldn't think that. So let the guy be happy over there. Leave him alone.
We have over there that if you have a certain $2,000, we make it on a diagonal so you can walk more than that. It doesn't exist either. You're making rules. It doesn't exist.
I hear. It's a very good question. You need a Hesber. You need a Hesber. I was so mocked that the guy's over here. You need a Hesber. I could have seen a halacha that if there's a guy and the guy's in the minority.
Right.
And as long as they're minority, because then the halachic fiction is a joke. But if they're the minority, one or two houses and a big chatzar, so let's ignore them. And the Jews can be very happy. I hear, it's a good question. We need a Hezbo. Anyway, Shema Mina, you're right. You're absolutely right. It can't be. Shmuel's clearly, there's no other situation we could think of where you can't be do bittel. This was the only situation where you could do bittel. Where you can't do bittel. When the goy shows up on Shabbos. So you know what? He wasn't right. According to Shmuel, that's what his question was. Wait a minute. My Rebbe said not like this. You're right. According to that, it's a good question. Okay. Amar of Yosef, lo shmili hashmaita. I never heard this. Right? So Rashi reminds us, Rabbi Yosef was blind. He also had some accident. He lost all his memory. I never heard that. So Amar le'abaya, what do you mean? Atamartha, you told it to us. You did hear it once. You lost your memory. Let me remind you, Rebbe. Va'aha amartav, and you told it to us in the following context. Amar Shmuel, ein bitul rishos mechatzer lechatzer. There's no bitul rishos from one chatzer to another chatzer. The ein bitul rishos bechurva, and there's no bitul rishos in a ruin. What's a ruin? Nobody lives in that house. That house is condemned. Now, my good neighbor lives in the other side of the ruin. So we wanna pass through to have. We wanna bring stuff on Friday night and Shabbos and have a big. So can we make an air with will include the ruin? So he said you can't do that. Why not? So Rashi says first skinny line. Bayis mikano, bayis mikano. A house over here. V'chor b'beinehem, and there's some abandoned house in the middle of them. Ubeit habatem suchim la. Both houses go into that chatzer of the ruin. V'osel l'shtamish ba'elim kein irvu. They can't use the house unless they make an eruv. Why? You can't do this bittel business to get to you. Exactly. You can only use bittel for the chatzar, not for a house. Only for a chatzar. You can't be mevatel your house so that now your neighbor owns the chatzar, owns your house, and he also owns the ruin. You can't do that. Why? Because the main use of the property was the chatzar, right? So that's what will make them make, like you said, problems of mechakumemka. When you're not allowed to be mafka things on Shabbos, really, you don't really do this. All right, so for erev, we'll make the kula in the chatzar, not in the house. Okay.
You wonder what throughout Shabbos, as it pertains to Rav Yosef, always mentions. That he forgot and we remind him. Why does it mention it? Why does it go right to the conclusion? Why is it, what's the point of saying,
That's what happened. It's a good question.
The guy has, let's say, Alzheimer's or something.
Right.
His memory loss.
Because I forgot. No. You didn't forget. Yeah. You used to know it. Yeah. Which means you forgot. But he said, I never heard it in my life. No, you did hear it. You just forgot.
And what's the point of saying that?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good point.
I'm sure there's a lesson.
Yeah, okay. When we get that lesson, we'll...
For the bee and she will go.
Anyway, v'amartalan Allah, and you told us, Rabbi Yosef, in response to Shmuel's statement, ki amar Shmuel ein bitul rishos mechatzer lechatzer. When is that true? Lo amar ela shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad b'neihem. That's only where each one's got their own door. Each one has their own door, so you don't have to do bittel. You can't do bittel. Avol zu lifnim mizu, but if they're one inside the other, where the inner one has no way out, she'osrin zel zeh mivatlin. Where they're going to answer each other, then you can't do bittel, which is exactly what we said in Amar Aleph. Right? As Rashi points out, b'nei pinimios al b'nei chitzona, Mishum drisas regel, right? Mevatlin lehem drisas raglam imlo irvu. If they didn't make an erev, they have to do bittel. But they pnimiyas afil atma davi regel asurim koma vasurim slovim koma ancha divatel. Because otherwise nobody can move. Why? Because they answer each other. So if you don't have to make an erev, the outer people are stuck. The outer people can't move, so you have to do bittel. Amalei, so Abaya said back. No, Rabbi Yosef said back, "Ana amina b'shmei de Shmuel hachi." How do you read that line? Is that a question? Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef says back in a question, "Ana amina b'shmei de Shmuel hachi." I would have said this: "Vamar Shmuel ein lanu be'eruvan ela kilashan mishnah senu." But we always have a rule that we always are medaktik in the lashon of the mishnah. And the Mishnah is going to say in a few days from now, on Daf Samach Tes, Anche Chatzer, it says Anche Chatzer, Lashon singular. Velo Anche Chatzeros, doesn't say it in the plural, right? Rashi says, the Rashi of Ela Lashon Mishnah Seinu, U'Mishnah Seinu Tanan, Anche Chatzer, Sheshachach, Echad Mihem, right, the people in the Chatzer, and somebody forgot to make an error. So what do you do? Nasdu Lo Rishuson, Alma, B'chad chatzer t'nan bittel. Only in one chatzer did we learn bittel. V'lo b'shnei chateros, not two chatzers, right? So therefore, what? You can't have bittel rishos from one chatzer to another chatzer. can only have bitul rishos within your chatzar. So how could I have ever said that, Abaya? How could I have ever said that you can do bitul from the chatzar to the chatzar? Only when there's no way out, right? When they're landlocked, when the chatzar's landlocked, you can't get out. Only then you can do bitul. That's not true. The Mishnah's going to say later, you can only do bitul in the chatzar itself. In other words, you want to carry in one chatzar. And what happened? Somebody forgot to give the bread. He said he'll bring it by and he forgot before Shabbos. He forgot. Now the other four are stuck. Four of the people are stuck. What are they going to do? All right, let them do bitul. To save the other four people. That's when you can do bitul. But you can't do bitul for an entire chatzar into another chatzar. That's not true. That's what Rabbi Yosef says back in response to Abaya. I could have said that. I couldn't have said that in 100 years. Why? Because that's true. Amalei, so Abaya tells him back, no. Ki amartel on Mishmei de Shmuel, ein lanu be'eruvan ela kolashan mishnasenu. When Shmuel said that you have to be medaktik in a Mishnah, he didn't mean that Mishnah. He meant the following Mishnah. Shamavoy lechatzeros. Shamavoy lechatzeros. Kichatzer labatim. That a mavoy has the same din as a chatzer as houses have to a chatzer. In other words, No, I said that wrong. Kichatzer labatim. Just like a mavoy combines many chatzers, a chatzer combines many houses. That's all he meant to say. Right? Just like you can't carry from the houses into the chatzers without making an eruv, so too you can't carry from chatzer to chatzer without combining them as a mavoy. Totally meant to say. Okay. Now, Gufa. Amar Shmuel, ein bitul reshus mechatzer lechatzer, ve'ein bitul reshus v'churva. You can't have bitul reshus from chatzer to chatzer, or in a churva. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Yesh bitul reshus mechatzer lechatzer, ve'yesh bitul reshus v'churva. You can do both. What? No, one house is mevatel to the other house
through a
chorva. He said you could do that. V'tzmicha. And it was necessary to argue on both points. If Elin would have said from chatzar to chatzar, v'haka amar Shmuel. Here's what Shmuel said you can't. Why? Because that chatzar's use is special. Not special. That chatzar's use is confined to that chatzar, and that chatzar's use is confined to that chatzar. Avol b'churva, but in an abandoned property, the tashmish echadu l'tarvayu, they could both use it. And I would have said, modul l'Rabbi Yochanan. So why can't you make bittel? Feed mar baha, b'haka amar Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan only allowed a churva. Avol baha, modul l'shmuel. But when it came to a chatzar, to one chatzar into another chatzar, he would disagree totally. So therefore, Tzvicha, both were necessary to tell me he argued on both. Amar Abaya, Hada Amar Shmuel, Ein Bitul Rishus Mechatzer L'Chatzer. When Shmuel said there's no Bitul Rishus from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, Lo Amar and Ela B'Shtei Chatzeros, that was only talking about two Chatzeros, U'Pesach Echad B'Nehem. Again, two Chatzeros, and each one's got their own entrance. Avol Beis Chatzeros Zu L'Fnim Mizu, but if one Chatzer is stuck in there, they can't get out, only going through the outer chatzar, mitoch she'osrin, since the aser, mivatlin, that you could do, then bittel would work. It's like the third time we've said that. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. Afil shtei chatzar wazuluf nimizu, pa'amim mivatlin, u pa'amim ein mivatlin. Sometimes yeah, and sometimes no. When yeah and when no, somebody's going to explain himself. See if it helps him. Ketad, what's the case? Number one, Nasnu Eruvan Bechitzona, they put the Eruv in the outer, they made an Eruv. The inner Chatzar and the outer Chatzar, they made an Eruv. Now where is the Eruv? Where physically, where is it? Nasnu Eruvan Bechitzona, they put it in the outer one. Vishachach Echad, and one somebody forgot. Now, Beimen HaPnimiyus, Beimen HaChitzona, whether it's a guy from the inner or a guy from the outer, Velo Erev, Shtei and Asuros. Both Chatzars become Asur. What? And that might not necessarily be a chiddush. Number two, nasnun eruvim bepnimius. If they put the eruv in the inner chatzar, v'shachach echad min apnimius, and a guy in the inner chatzar forgot to join, v'lo erev, and he didn't join, shtei anasuros. They're both asur also. Why are they both asur? Very simple. Because The inner one's the one that you need. They can't get out. One of them forgot, you're stuck. Shachach echad min achitzona v'lo irev. What if one of the outer people forgot? Now, pinimios muteres. The inner chatzers, they did nothing wrong. The inner chatzers muter, right? Now, Rashi points out, it's the second skinny line before the lines get wide. Pinimios muteres al yedei bittel. Because l'maisa, somebody forgot. So al yedei bittel. She bittel lehen osam b'nei chitzona. The whole outer chatzer has to be nasne eruvan l'tocha v'hergila eruvan l'chashev k'diyar pinimios. Right. With this Erev, they're all considered one big happy chatzer. Somebody has to do bittel here. So osman alehen, mishum to have a regel ha'asur b'mkoma, b'shvil ha'hu d'shachach v'lo irev, v'oseret shlo b'mkoma, ho v'hergila Erev sham. It's a whole long thing over here. U'mod ha'shmuel b'had, v'vat l'nos ha'regel, sh'orgul ha'eruv, l'tok p'nimitz, m'shar p'nimitz la'atzva. Yeah, so somehow, if that happens, then the outer people, somebody has to do bittel here. Okay, that guy has to do bittel. He forgot. V'chitona asura, and the outer chatzah is, by the way, asur. Now let's do case number one. Nasna eruvim v'chitona, you put the eruv, the outer one, v'shachach echad, and somebody forgot to join. Now the first case was bein min apnimiyot, bein min achitona, v'lo eruv, shtei in asuros. They're both asur. Now,
even with
bittul,
right?
We said you can't do bittul. Right, that's what he said. Bittul doesn't work. Why? Why doesn't it work? Hi bar pnimios, leman nibatel. Who's the inner one doing bittul to? Right? Right? Who's he doing bittul to? Livatel levne pnimios? He's going to be vatel his rishus to his neighbors in the inner chatzer? Right?
He's a neighbor in the chatzer.
What?
He is the neighbor.
No. There are five people in the inner chatzer. They made an error with the outer chatzer. He forgot. So now, what we say? Where is the Eruv? In the outer chatzer. So we said, no vittel will help. So then, why not? Who's he doing vittel to? To the other four people? Is that what he's doing vittel to? He's doing vittel to the other four people? Lesser le'eruvayu gabayu. The Eruv is not there. The Eruv is not by them. It's only by the chitzona. So what's he doing, bittul?
Didn't each chatzah have to make their own eruv so they can carry in that chatzah, or they don't have to make
it? Yes, they do. Right. But so I'm talking about that. We're not talking about that eruv.
They're combining, they're merging.
Right.
But there is
and the actual eruv. Correct.
Somewhere in the inner one.
Correct. The actual eruv is in the outer chatzah. So who's he doing bittul to? Livata levnei chitzona. So why can't he do bittul to that guy to the outer people? That also doesn't work. Ain't bittul rishus mechatzah lechatzah. It's a new rule. You can't do bittul rishus to somebody not in your chatzar. They're stuck. So they're stuck. Now.
But you can never do a bittul from the pnimius that it's on.
Exactly. So they're stuck. That's why it's usher.
Can they carry their own chatzar?
I believe they can.
I believe they can.
The outer chatzar cannot. Outer chatzar cannot.
Why? Isn't it
because that's the rule. The rule is that since the inner chatzar needs the outer chatzar, the outer chatzar becomes usher. We don't understand that concept. But that's just the way it is. Just accept it.
You work your way out to the outer chatzer.
Right. Therefore, the outer chatzer is sort of indebted to the inner chatzer.
Why?
Because they have to let them out. They can't make them stay there. They have to let them out.
Yeah.
Since they have to let them out, they can ruin any eruv that they make.
It's going to be the opposite, because the inner people can't get out, leave the outer people. So why can the outer people, they're fine.
Gemara doesn't look at it that way. You just have to accept that. Now, hi bar chitona leman levatel. Who's an outer chatzar person going to be levatel to? Levatel of lechitona? He's going to be levatel to his friend in the outer chatzar? Doesn't matter. Doesn't help. Iker pnimios de osra alayu. The inner chatzar still asks them. Right? And levatel of lechitona? The inner chatzar? No, ain't bitl rishut mechatzal lechatzar. You can't do that. You can't be levatel from one chatzar to another chatzar. Okay? Let's stop here because I'll do a job more. Now, nasnu eruvim bepnimius. Now, what do we say? What Rava say? If the eruv is in the inner chatzer, v'shachach echad min apnimius v'lo eruv, shtei in asuros. Again, they're both aser. Why? Why are they both aser? I'll tell you why. Har bar pnimius leman nevatel. Same problem. Who's he do mitel to? Levatel lebnei pnimius? Ikka chitzona de osra alayu. The outer chacha still answers them. Levatel lebnei chitzona?
Why? I thought you said the inner
is
indebted to the outer. So if the inner makes one.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because the air is in the inner. That's why. Levatel lebnei chitzona? Do bitl to an outer one? No, but you can't do that. Ain't bitl rishos mechatz alachatz. You can't do that. Now, shachach echem in a chitzona below Erev? What if someone in the outer one forgot? Vadai, for sure, pinimios muteres. For sure, the inner one is mutter. Why? Da'achad da'dasha u'mishtamsha. Let them close the door, and they can do whatever they want in there. In there, they're fine. Now, they can't get out. But they're stuck, but they can carry in there.
Walk out, they can't.
Well, no, they can't walk out.
They can't. They can't,
they can't. I don't think they can walk out either.
They can't walk.
Come no.
What's the issue of walking out without counting?
I don't know.
What's the problem?
I don't know. Now the hachitzona asura, the outer one is asur, right? Yeah.
Sorry, I don't understand it. They can't walk out period.
They can't walk out period. They can't carry.
It's not
tchum. It's not tchum. Maybe it's just carrying. Okay, we'll stop here.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
No, it's a good question. It's very difficult.
No, I think it's just air.
It must be just air.
It's not tchum
yet. Right. It can't be. You can't stock at all. It must be carrying. Right. All right. So we'll stop here by Amalei Rav Huna. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.